For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. 44 people have been confirmed dead, and at least 21 others remain missing after massive explosions ripped through North China's port city of Tianjin on Wednesday night. According to the latest briefing on Thursday afternoon, 521 people have been hospitalized, including 52 who are critically injured. The rescue headquarters previously said 66 people were critically injured. The number was reduced after medical specialists from Beijing assessed the patients. The Tianjin Fire Brigade said the warehouse contained dangerous goods, making the fire unpredictable and dangerous to approach. More than 1,000 firefighters and hundreds of armed police officers are stationed on site as search and rescue work continues. The office building housing Chinese supercomputer Tianhe 1, one of the world's fastest supercomputers, suffered damage. Tianhe 1 was not damaged, but has been shut down as a precaution. As of 11 in the morning, the air quality in Tianjin remained normal in the region around the warehouse, which was destroyed by the explosions last night. According to the local environmental bureau, the city immediately began monitoring the air and water quality after the explosions, setting 34 temporary monitoring stations for air and 5 for water. The water discharge port to the sea has been closed off, and the water is being tested. At 5:30 in the morning today, the concentration of methylbenzene and volatile organic compounds slightly exceeded standards. As of 11 in the morning, all harmful gas indicators had fallen back into normal ranges. Beijing's Environmental Protection Bureau announced through its official Weibo account at 11 in the morning that all monitoring stations in the southeast regions of the Chinese capital are reporting consistent and normal air quality index numbers. The announcement explained that the southwesterly wind is likely to take the pollutants emitted from the explosions and fire away from Beijing. Rescue work still underway to try to find more survivors from a massive landslide, which has buried a mining operation in a rural part of Shaanxi in northwestern China. Local authorities say they believe 65 people are still missing. Rescuers have managed to dig out 14 survivors. The landslide hit shortly after midnight on Wednesday at a mining site in Shenyang County, which is in the heart of the Qin Mountains near the border with Henan and Hebei. A truck bomb that detonated early Thursday in Baghdad is blamed for 53 deaths. The latest reports from the Iraqi capital say more than 100 others were wounded. The blast occurred at dawn when the truck, packed with explosives and camouflaged with vegetables, detonated at a wholesale market in eastern Baghdad. The huge blast destroyed many shops and stalls and set fire to several civilian cars. Iraqi security forces cordoned off the area to secure the scene, while ambulances and civilian vehicles evacuated the victims to several hospitals and medical centers. The security situation in Iraq has drastically deteriorated since June of last year. India will hold its first ever high-level strategic and commercial dialogue with the U.S. in Washington next month, according to visiting U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade, Stephen M. Selig. Dialogues will revolve around four areas: ease of doing business, innovation and entrepreneurship, smart cities with a specific focus on renewable energy, and harmonization of standards to increase trade. Selig says the first goal is to increase bilateral trade fivefold from $100 billion today to $500 billion annually. South Koreans have given unsparing praise to former Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama, who knelt down in front of a monument for victims of Japan's colonization of the Korean Peninsula in the early half of the 20th century. Hatoyama visited Seoul Wednesday to attend a forum for East Asian peace, marking the 70th anniversary of Korea's liberation from Japanese rule. While visiting the site of a colony-era prison, Hatoyama knelt to pay his respects and apologize to Korean independence fighters who'd been tortured and killed. The People's Bank of China on Thursday injected 40 billion yuan into the banking system through seven-day reverse repo arrangements. The interest rate is 2.5%. At the same time, 35 billion yuan worth of funds will be drained from the banking system today, leaving a net injection of liquidity at 5 billion yuan. A reverse repurchase agreement is the purchase of securities, with the agreement to sell them at a higher price at a specific future date. Insiders believe PBOC's reverse repo will help to relieve market pessimism brought by recent fluctuations within the stock market. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.